you can find other sexy MP3s just like this one at www.MissDominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Don't tell mommy. Number 2. Hello, baby. Did you miss me? Yes. It's your favorite babysitter, Miss Daisy. I came here to take care of you again tonight. Yes, sweetie. You start rubbing your eyes immediately when you hear my voice. Because my voice makes you so sleepy. Miss Daisy's little baby, already falling asleep. Miss Daisy's little baby. You always get so sleepy for your babysitter. And you just love it when I sit down next to you on your little baby blanket with all of your little blocks and rattles. Oh, don't worry. I'm not taking away your toys. I'm just moving them so I have room to sit down. Oh, look. Here's your favorite little teddy bear, all white and fluffy with little red ribbon around his neck, kind of like a little collar. Would you like to hold Mr. Teddy Bear while I reach around you and hold you in my arms? That's right. I'll hold you, and you hold Mr. Teddy, and I'll rock you back and forth in my arms, back and forth, while you feel so sleepy, just loving the feel of my arms around you, rocking you back and forth, your little head against Miss Daisy's soft, round breasts, and your face pressed in the soft, white fur of Mr. Teddy's head. Feel Teddy's curly fur pressed against your soft baby lips. And smell the clean, white, cotton stuffing in Mr. Teddy's fluffy little head. You don't have a care in the world, little baby. Miss Daisy is here. Miss Daisy is right here to take care of you and babysit you and rock you back and forth. And my soft, warm arms, as you fall deeper and deeper and deeper asleep, listening to my beautiful melodic voice, and feeling my arms wrapped around you, your babysitter Miss Daisy, so soft and safe and warm, and you get sleepier. Whether I say the special word, babysitter, or not, sleepier and deeper, soft and warm. You're just a little baby. You don't know anything about jobs and work and wives and girlfriends. You don't know anything about money and the stock market. Those things are all far, far away. Those things are for someday, but not now, little baby. You don't even understand someday. But all you need to know, baby, all you need to know is it's not now. Not now. All you understand is now. All that happens now are the things a baby knows. Sleep and food and toys. Sleep and food and love. Rocking back and forth. in your babysitter's arms. So sleepy and deep, holding your little teddy bear in your arms and nuzzling his little cloth ear. Sleep and food and love, going deeper and deeper and deeper asleep. Deep asleep for Daisy. Sleep and food and love. And whenever you hear the sound of my voice, you will always relax just like this. And fall deep asleep for Daisy, rocking back and forth in my arms. The sound of Miss Daisy's voice makes babies relax and go to sleep. Relax and go to sleep, snuggling against my breast, cradled in my arms, lips pressed against Mr. Teddy's soft, curly head, my long blonde hair dangling around your shoulders. You can smell my shampoo, such a clean smell, like soap and baby powder mixed together. You love the smell of my hair and how clean and relaxed it makes you feel. Feeling warm and sleepy and dropping deeper into sleep. Deeper into sleep. Babysitter's perfect baby and your soft warm jammies holding your teddy held in my arms. Such a sweet baby. Feel me brush your hair back with my long tapered fingers and give the top of your head a little kiss. Resting my lips against the top of your head, just like you are resting your lips on Mr. Teddy's, and going to sleep deep, deep into soft baby sleep. Deeper down into sleep. Deeper down into sleep. Listening to Miss Daisy's voice. Rocking back and forth. Cradled against my soft, warm breasts. Sleep and food and love. Sleep and food and love. Sleep and food and love. And, Teddy, you love your little teddy bear. And whenever I show you a teddy bear, or write or talk about a teddy bear, you need to go to sleep. You need to drop down into a deep, happy baby sleep. Rocked in my arms, holding your teddy bear so tight, your baby face pressed into the soft, curly head. Go to sleep, little baby. Take a deep breath and let it out. Go to sleep. Deep breath and let it out. Teddy bear makes you go to sleep for Daisy. Makes you go deep asleep for Daisy. Rocking back and forth. Sleepy in my soft, warm arms. It only works for Miss Daisy. It only works for Miss Daisy. Nobody else can talk about a teddy bear or show you one and make you go to sleep. Make you go to sleep. Take a deep breath and go to sleep. Back and forth. Rocking back and forth, teddy bear is making you so sleepy. Aw, are you nibbling on Teddy's ear? Are you chewing on Mr. Teddy's fur? Poor baby, you must be hungry. Your mommy told me she wants to start you on solid foods now. She wants her little baby to grow up. So come on, Miss Daisy's going to pick you up and put you in a little high chair. Cute little plastic high chair with pictures of duckies and elephants and little white bunnies all over the seat. I'm going to set you down and clip the tray onto the little armrests. And look, I have another special chair for Mr. Teddy, just his size. Isn't that nice? You can watch me feed Mr. Teddy while I'm feeding you. So come on, baby. Let go of your teddy bear. That's right. It makes you so sleepy to look at your teddy bear. Even when I put him in his little high chair and tie a little bib under his chin. Just like you. That's right. Keep your sleepy little eyes open and watch Miss Daisy warm up your little dinner. Can you smell it? A little bit of rice cereal. Some strained peas, and some strained carrots. Yum, yum, yum. Here we are, baby. Here we are. Watch me dip your little shiny spoon into the rice. Now open wide. No, baby, don't push the spoon away with your hands. Here it comes. Little baby, open your mouth. Oh, this will never do. Good little babies need to be still and quiet and obey Miss Daisy. You see how your teddy bear is sitting? Nice and still. You need to be just like teddy bear. Look at teddy bear and get sleepier. That's right. Look at Mr. Teddy and feel sleepier. Deeper down into sleep, sitting in your little high chair, just like Teddy, going to sleep, going to sleep. Teddy Bear is a good baby. He does not move unless Miss Daisy tells him to move. Sleepy, still, quiet little baby. That's right. Deeper and deeper asleep for Daisy, just like Teddy Bear. Sleep and food and love. Sleep and food and love, Miss Daisy. Going deep to sleep. You will do everything that Teddy Bear does, just like I tell you. Good baby. You want to be a good baby. Now look. I'm holding up a spoon to Teddy Bear's mouth. Take a bite, Teddy Bear. Oh, did you see? He did. Look, he took a little nibble of cereal. Good, Teddy Bear. Now it's your turn, baby. No, don't push the spoon away. Are you going to be bad, baby? Are you going to make me tie your hands down? I'm going to tie them down. I'm going to slip your soft little mittens over your hands, left and right, and I'm tying the little strings to your high chair. Now, you can't move your hands. You're just like little teddy bear. You can't move. I'm even tying your little feet to the high chair, too, with your little shoelaces, so you can't kick your little feet. Now, you can't move your hands or your feet. You're just like your teddy bear. Just like your little white teddy bear. All soft and quiet and obedient. Deeper and deeper, watch me wave the shiny spoon back and forth in front of Teddy Bear's eyes. Back and forth. And he gets sleepier and sleepier. Because do you know what I told Mr. Teddy? Do you know what I told him? Teddy Bear has to do everything exactly the way you do. That's right. And Mr. Teddy is getting so sleepy. Looking at baby falling asleep. Looking at baby. And still and quiet. Obedient, tied up in the high chair, unable to move with the shiny spoon waving back and forth in front of his teddy bear's eyes, back and forth, back and forth. Teddy bear knows that baby is so hungry. Baby needs to eat the yummy baby food. Teddy bear needs to eat the yummy baby food. So deep asleep for Daisy. Nummy, nummy, nummy. Teddy bear likes the rice and the strained peas and the strained carrots. Baby likes them too. Baby likes to watch the shiny spoon waving back and forth in Miss Daisy's pretty hand. Back and forth. And open your mouth. Ah, that's a good baby. Feel your little lips slide over the spoon. You can taste the warm, sticky rice. Swallow. While Miss Daisy scoops the little blob of cereal off your lips with a shiny silver spoon. Have a taste of the peas. Open wide. Good baby. Aw, don't make a face. And how about a taste of the sweet orange carrots? Mmm. Oh, baby likes the carrots. Do you want me to feed your teddy bear some more? I think Teddy needs some water to drink. Here's a little sippy cup, Teddy. Take a drink of water. Very good. And now, a drink for baby. Little sippy cup into your mouth. The cool water tastes so good. Doesn't it, baby? Mmm, so good. Swallow it all down. Make your babysitter happy. You want to make Miss Daisy happy. You want to do anything Daisy wants. Here's a little more water for Mr. Teddy Bear. Oh, but look! Mr. Teddy Bear has a little wet spot between his legs. Did Teddy Bear need to make a pee-pee? Yes, he did. Look at him in his high chair with a little wet spot. You need to do everything that Teddy Bear does, baby. Teddy Bear is so wet. Deeper and deeper, baby. Every time I say Teddy Bear, feel yourself relaxing, becoming soft and floppy, just like a little Teddy Bear. And babies like to pee-pee, just like Teddy Bear, all wet between your legs. It's okay. Your diapers will catch it. Feel the warm, wet pee just flowing into your crotch. Teddy Bear has a happy little smile on his face. I think you do too, baby. All relaxed and wet, just like Teddy Bear. Come here. Let Miss Daisy take you out of the high chair. Untie your mittens and pick you up so I can hold you in my arms and rock you back and forth. My arms are all around you and my soft lips kissing the top of your smooth little head. It's so good to just let it all go, soft and relaxed in Miss Daisy's arms. Feeling the warm trickle of wet inside your diapers. Feeling the warm spread of sleepy relaxation into your wet little pants. Pee-pee. And maybe a little poo-poo, too. These are the only words you know for what you're doing right now. Oh, you don't need to push. It all just seems to flow right out of you when you relax. Babies love to relax in Miss Daisy's arms. Just let it go. That's right, hold on to Teddy Bear and relax. Deeper and deeper in Miss Daisy's arms. rocking back and forth. My voice always does this to you. Makes you so quiet, so relaxed. And Teddy Bear makes you so sleepy. Tummy all full, sleep and food and love, so relaxed. That's when I say pee-pee, you just love to wet. And when I say poo-poo, oh, you know what happens. You need to do it more and more every time you hear me say it. But don't tell Mommy. Don't ever tell Mommy that Miss Daisy makes you wet, or that Miss Daisy tied you to your high chair. That's our little secret. Such a good little baby. Are you wet, little baby? Do you need Miss Daisy to change you? Let me just carry you and Teddy to the little changing table in your nursery, where you can look up at the pretty animals on the wallpaper, where you can smell the baby oil and the baby powder, and I can lay you on the soft plastic pad and unzip your little jammies. Can you let go of Mr. Teddy for a minute? No. Well, you hold on to him then, in your tight little baby fist. Hold on, Mr. Teddy's ear, while I pull your little legs out of your jammies and undo the little sticky tabs on your diapers. You just love this when Miss Daisy changes you. You're so happy, looking up into my deep blue eyes whenever I'm above you. Miss Daisy's above you, looking down at you, and pulling off your little baby clothes, pulling your diapers off, and holding your little legs in my soft, warm hands, wiping your little bottom and your soft, cool, cleansing cloth. Hold on to your teddy bear. Sleepy, sleepy little teddy bear. That's right. And just enjoy my touch, deeper and deeper and more relaxed. You love the feel of my long fingers on your legs, on your bottom, rubbing the soothing cream all over your soft baby skin. So you don't get a rash. I do everything for you. Miss Daisy does everything to take care of you. And someday, when you get bigger, you will do everything for me. You will want to give me everything I want. Miss Daisy's little baby loves to take care of Miss Daisy. Bring me presents. Do me favors. You'll want to give me anything I ask. Now, I'll just lift your legs up and slide a diaper under your bottom. Just a fold up at the crotch and a couple of sticky tabs at your hips. And you're all wrapped up nice and dry. Oh, do you want me to put a diaper on Mr. Teddy too? Okay. There we are. Now, the two of you are just alike. It's like I have two little babies in diapers. You and Teddy. Little baby, just like your teddy bear. Little baby, so sleepy, dry and changed now, zipping up your little jammies. Hold on to your teddy and go to sleep, deep asleep for Daisy, your babysitter who takes such good care of you. You and teddy bear. Baby and teddy bear, sleepy baby, go to sleep and listen to my voice. Teddy bear doesn't talk, does he? No, teddy bear never says a thing. And neither should baby, you know. Mommy doesn't like it that I keep you a little baby. Mommy wants you to grow up Oh, but you don't want to grow up, do you? No. You want to stay Miss Daisy's little baby forever. Cute little baby and diapers just like Teddy. Every day is the same. So comforting. Sleep and food and love. Eating and pee-pee and getting changed. And hearing me tell you the words you know. And how to behave. How to obey. Babies need to be told things over and over, just like you. You need to listen to this MP3 over and over again. Babies like repetition. It's how they learn. And you're going to learn to obey Miss Daisy and keep all your babysitter secrets, aren't you? You're not going to tell Mommy anything. On the count of three, you're going to wake up. One, rising up from your deep baby sleep. Two, feeling so happy to be Miss Daisy's baby. And three, wide awake and full of that bouncing energy that all babies have. I know you can't wait until I come to babysit you again.